Well, we thank the Lord for gathering us here this morning.
我们感谢主今天早晨召聚我们。
And even around the table, there was a song that was picked, Love Lifted Me, in which it say, faithful loving service to him belong.
我们在拨饼的时候有一首诗歌是爱救了我。歌词里面有
faithful loving service to him belong.
愿我们忠实的这个侍奉能够荣耀我们的主。
And this is related to the theme we'll be sharing on this morning.
这个歌词其实是关乎我们今天早晨一同要来分享神的话语。
And so, during the past Winter Youth Retreat, one of the theme verses was from Psalm 90, verse 12.
我们过去的这个冬令会里面，其中一节的主题经文是在诗篇的90篇12节里面。
So teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
诗篇九十篇第十二节，求你指教我们怎样数算我们的自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
We thank the Lord for His spoken word.
我们感谢主，他向我们所说的话。
We know the youth have received much from the word.
我们也知道，我们当中的年轻人在这个冬令会上得着了许多。
And this morning we want to continue on that fellowship on the life of Moses.
我们今天早晨也想一同来更多的交通关于摩西的生平。
And particularly one aspect of Moses that he is faithful in God's house as a servant.
特别是关于摩西他生平里面的一个方面，就是摩西在他在神的全家里尽忠。
So let's open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 3.
让我们一同来打开圣经出埃及记的三章。
And we will read verse 1 through 3.
出埃及记第三章一到三节。
So, it says, Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire,But the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司耶德罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说：“我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？”
And then in Hebrews chapter 3, so we're going to flip to the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 3, and we will read the first 6 verses.
我们会翻到新约里面的希伯来书第三章一到六节。
Okay, so I'll shorten verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, consider Jesus Christ.
我会简短的来提到第一节，那里说到同盟天朝圣洁的弟兄啊，我们应当思想我们的主耶稣。
Verse 2 and 3, who was faithful to him, who appointed him as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house.
第二和第三节，那你讲到他为那设立他的尽忠，如同摩西在神的全家尽忠一样，他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
And then continuing on in verses 4 through 6, For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterwards. But Christ as the Son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end.
第四到第六节。因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Let's look to the Lord in prayer.
我们来有一些祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for this time that we have.
主我们感谢你为我们预备的时间
and we're reminded that only you can reveal the things of you only you can reveal Christ
我们被提醒到只有你可以显明你自己也只有你把能够把基督的事显明
so we pray that you may open your word open our eyes that we may see you this morning
我们求你实在是打开你的话语打开我们的心我们能够来看见你
speak Lord your servant heareth
主请说你的仆人静听
In Jesus' name we pray
祷告奉主耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen
And so we read Moses was a servant of the Lord
所以我们有读到摩西是神的仆人
And if you go online to one of those online Bibles
如果大家会在网上查阅圣经的话
And you look for these two words Moses and you look for the other word servant
如果你就是查阅摩西和仆人这两个词
There are many verses with both words
许多经文都会同时提到摩西和仆人这两个词
So we ourselves we like to tell stories about the outward acts and deeds of Moses How the Lord was able to deliver the people of God from Egypt to the promised land
我们当中也很爱说关于摩西在外面所行的大能大力，他是如何救神的百姓从埃及到那个应许之地。
But the Holy Spirit is reminding us that God looks at the heart of the person.
但圣灵提醒我们，神看重的是人里面的品格。
Moses was a servant of the Lord.
摩西是神的仆人。
So if we look at a couple of testimonies of those who knew Moses, what did they say?
让我们现在来看看那些认识摩西的人是如何形容摩西的。
Joshua said to the people of God, But take careful heed to do the commandments and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways.
约书亚对神的子民说只要切切谨慎遵行耶和华仆人摩西吩咐你们的诫命律法爱耶和华你们的神行他一切的道守他的诫命
And Caleb said I was 40 years old when Moses the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land
加勒说耶和华仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地那时我正40岁
And now let's expand our Bible search to include Moses, servant, and this word faithful
那让我们现在来更多的来查阅圣经里面这三个词摩西、仆人和忠心
And there are two verses that have it
有两句经文是提到这三个词的
And we read one of them in Hebrews 3:5 which is And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant
第一节呢就是我们刚才读到希伯来书3:5那里说到摩西为神仆人在神的全家诚然敬重
And this was the Holy Spirit re-emphasizing Numbers 12:7 Not so with my servant Moses He is faithful in all my house
希伯来书的经文其实是呼应到民数记12:7里的一句经文说到我的仆人摩西不是这样他是在我家全然敬重的
And so our Lord spoke in parables
我们的主耶稣也很喜欢讲比喻
And we know in some of his parables he talked about the servants who are waiting for his return
有几个主耶稣所讲到比喻里面说到仆人是要等候主人的再来。
And while he is gone, the servants are to serve with what he has given.
在主人他离开的这段时间呢，仆人就应该按着主所量给他们的这个分量来侍奉。
In Luke 19, each of these servants receive one mina.
在路加福音19里面，这你提到的这每一个仆人，他们都得到了一定的银子。
This means we have each received the life of Christ.
这象征着我们每个人其实都有得着基督的生命。
In Matthew 25, each servant received at least one talent, which means we are given spiritual gifts according to our abilities.
马太福音25里面也提到，每一个仆人至少都得着了1000的银子，这也象征着我们。我们的神按着我们每个人的能力赐给我们属灵的恩赐
So what is the Lord saying here?
那神到底在这里是想要说什么呢
We are to serve in his house using his life and the spiritual gifts he has given to us
主想要向我们说的就是我们应该要靠着他的生命和他所量给我们的属灵的恩赐在他家里面敬忠。
And when he returns, he gathers all his servants.
当主人再来的时候他就招聚他所有的仆人。
And so that means we are all his servants.
所以这就意味着我们都是他的仆人。
So we don't think that it's just the older ones who are serving, those are the servants, but all of us, who are saved are his servants.
所以这意味着不仅是那些年长的在服侍的人是他的仆人
and
我们每一个人都是神的仆人
And so he gathers all his servants and they're both faithful and lazy servants
所以当主招聚他的仆人的时候、他招聚那些忠心的也招聚那些懒惰的
And they're both good and wicked servants
他招聚那些良善的也招聚那些诡诈的
And to the ones who gain more the Lord say well done good and faithful servant
那些赚得更多银子的仆人主就向他们说好你这又良善又忠心的仆人
And to those who hid their talents the Lord say you're foolish and wicked servants
对那些把银子藏在地里的仆人主就说你这又懒又恶的仆人
And so the good and faithful servants enter into the joy of their Lord
忠心良善的仆人可以进入神的喜乐里面
And the foolish ones were cast into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
无用的仆人就要被丢在外面的黑暗里在那里哀哭切齿了。
So the Lord is looking for faithfulness.
所以主他所寻求的就是忠心。
How have we used the minas he has given to us? How have we used the talents he has given to us?
我们如何来使用主所赐给我们这一定的银子呢？我们如何来使用主所给我们的这个才能呢？
And this has everything to do with the kingdom to come, the millennial kingdom.
我们如何来使用这些是关乎于千年国的这个到来。
So I want to pause here and just clarify that once we are saved, we are forever saved. There's nothing that will take away our salvation.
我在这里想要来解释一下我们一次我们得救我们就是永远都得救
But being faithful as servants has everything to do with the millennial kingdom and so the millennial kingdom is that age to come that comes after this age and it comes before eternity
但是我们忠心的服侍是关乎于那千年国那千年国度就是在这一个世代过去还有在永恒到来的之间的这个时候
So if we are faithful we enter into the kingdom if we are lazy we are outside weeping and gnashing of teeth
若我们忠心我们就可以进入到这个千年国度里面但若我们又懒又恶我们就要在外面的黑暗里面哀哭切齿了
But one day we will all be there at the New Jerusalem which is eternity to come
但在千年国后在永恒里面我们都会进入到那国度里面
So this is why this lesson of well done good and faithful servants is so pertinent to us today
所以这个关乎于良善又忠心的仆人的这个信息对我们来说实在是很重要
And this is why we want to use Moses as an example because the Bible said Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant
所以我们想要用摩西借着摩西作为一个榜样因为圣经里提到摩西是在神的全家敬忠的
And from a high level we will cover three aspects
在这个我们有会讨论到三点内容
So serving the Lord from our natural strength
第一点是靠我们天然的力量服侍
Serving the Lord from the life of Christ in us
靠基督 在我们里面的基督去服侍神
And the character of the servant of the Lord
第三点就是我们主耶稣他为仆人的品格
And so we know in the Bible Moses was born in peculiar circumstances
我们知道圣经里面提到摩西是生于一个十分特别的时代
Moses should have been dead
他不应该活着
Moses should have been thrown into the Nile River
他应该被丢在尼罗河里面。
But his parents feared the Lord.
但摩西的父母敬畏神。
They put the Lord first.
他们把神放在首位。
And so when they could not hide Moses any longer, they built an ark and placed Moses in there.
当他们没有办法再把摩西藏起来的时候，他们就制作了一个蒲草箱，然后把摩西放在里面。
And Pharaoh's daughter drew Moses out of the water, and Moses was raised in Pharaoh's household.
然后法老的女儿却把摩西从水里面拉出来，并且摩西在法老的家里面长大。
And so ancient Egypt, as we even heard from our brother last week, is the most advanced civilization at that time.
我们古埃及就像我们弟兄所提到的，它在当时是世界上最发达的文明。
And Moses received the best education.
摩西在那时候可以接受到最好的教育。
And Stephen mentioned in his testimony in Acts chapter 7 that Moses learned all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
然后在使徒行传七章二十二节里面，司提反也提到摩西学了埃及人的一切学问。
Moses was mighty in words.
摩西他说话有能力。
And not only was he book smart, in which he studied well in school, but he was also a brilliant military leader according to Jewish traditions.
摩西他不仅是书读得好，按着犹太人的传统，他也是一个很杰出的军事领袖。
He led the Egyptian army in victories and conquering different nations.
他带领着埃及的军队征服列国。
And so that's why Stephen tells us Moses was mighty in words and in deeds.
所以司提反说到，摩西他说话行事都有才能。
And so at the age of 40, a crisis happened in Moses' life.
在40岁的时候，摩西的生命里面出现了一个危机。
Even with all his worldly success, he felt there was something more, to this life.
尽管他在地上十分的成功，但他觉得生命中或许应该还有更多的东西。
And so he remembered even from what his parents told him, God said to Abram, "Know certainly that your descendants will be stranger in the land that is not there, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years, and also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possessions."
所以摩西他尽管在埃及那个法老的家里长大，但是他却记得他在父母那里所听到的故事。创世纪里面说到，神对亚伯兰说，你要的确知道你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人，在那地苦待，那地的人要苦待他们400年，并且他们所服侍的那国我要惩罚。后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出去。
So here's the promise of God. 400 years are about to be fulfilled.
所以神的应许就快要来实现了。
Isn't it time for the people of God to be delivered out of Egypt?
在摩西的那个时候，神的应许就快要实现，那难道不就是神要解救他们的子民从埃及出来吗？
So Moses made a deliberate choice.
所以摩西他就自己做下了一个主意。
And in Hebrews 11, the Holy Spirit tells us three of the choices he made.
所以在希伯来书的十一章里面就讲到了摩西他自己做的这个决定。
He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他拒绝要被称为是法老女儿的儿子。
Number two, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
And number three, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
第三点就是他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更加宝贵。
And so the Holy Spirit used these verses to show us Moses' heart attitude.
所以圣灵就借着希伯来书的这节经文来向我们显明摩西他当时心里做的这个决定。
And we can say he has good intentions.
我们可以说摩西他的确是有一个好的心意。
He was committed to the Lord.
他把自己交在神的手中。
He was in the prime of his life, 40 years old.
他是40岁，他在他人生最好的阶段。
And certainly, now is the time that he should lead the people of God out of Egypt.
所以理所当然的，这不应该就是摩西来领神的百姓出埃及吗？
And so Moses was stirred in his heart to visit his own people.
所以摩西他心里就被激动，他要去看他的弟兄。
And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew slave.
当他看他弟去看他的弟兄的时候，他就看见一个埃及人在打希伯来人。
And Moses, mighty in deeds, killed the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. Think of how much strength and power he had.
大有能力的摩西看见这个情形，他就杀了那个埃及人，然后把他藏在沙土里面。大家来思想一下，这要有多大能力力量的一个人才能干出这样的事情。
And the next day he saw two Hebrews fighting.
所以在第二天的时候，他就看见有两个希伯来人打架。
And Moses, who was mighty in words, used his eloquence to attempt to reconcile the two.
然后大有口才的摩西就想要劝他们和好。
But one of them said, "Who made you a ruler and judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you did the Egyptian yesterday?"
所以打架的其中一个人就说，谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像杀那埃及人一样吗？
And so Moses, on hearing those words, fled to the Midian desert.
摩西听到这些话，他就逃到了米甸的荒野。
And he became a shepherd for 40 years, tending the flock.
他成为了一个牧羊人，一做就是40年。
And so what is the Lord trying to show us through this story?
神想要借着这个故事告诉我们什么呢？
Moses has a heart for the Lord, for the things of the Lord, for the purpose of God, and for the people of God.
摩西向神、向神的事、向神的旨意、神的百姓，的确有发热心。
But Moses did not seek the Lord's will.
但摩西却没有寻求神的旨意。
Moses did not seek the Lord's timing.
他也没有寻求神的时候。
And so he wanted to serve the Lord using his natural strength, abilities, and talents.
他想要靠着自己的力量、能力和才干来服侍神。
So Moses, I mean, God could not use Moses at the age of 40.
所以神没有办法使用40岁的摩西。
And so he must go to the desert and wilderness to unlearn all that he had learned.
所以摩西他需要到荒野去忘掉他所学的。
And he had to come to an end of depending on his own natural strength and abilities.
他所依靠的能力和才能也要到这个时候到达了尽头。
And so this is a lesson for us today because we all love the Lord.
这也是我们今天需要学习的功课，因为我们都是爱神的。
He has done so much for us.
他为我们做了许多。
And so we want to serve the Lord.
所以我们也想要去服侍我们的神。
Why can't we use our abilities, knowledge, and strength to serve the Lord?
那为什么我们就不能依靠我们自己的能力、才干和力量来侍奉他呢？
And so in Galatians 5:17, it shows us the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another so that you do not do the things that you wish.
加拉太书5:17里面就说到，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相抵，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
And so when our soul is under our own control and authority, what comes out, what it is the flesh.
所以当我们的魂受我们自己控制的时候，那就是情欲了。
What is seen in the flesh is my plan, my will, my emotion, my desire, my ability, my work.
在情欲里面，我们所看见的就是我们自己的安排、自己的意思、自己的情感、自己的欲望。
Everything, me, my, I, everything point to myself.
所有的事情都是围绕着我、我、我。
And so the flesh and the spirit are at war with each other.
所以我们的情欲和圣灵是彼此相抵的。
And they are contrary to one another.
他们是彼此相争的。
And the flesh cannot accomplish what God wants.
那个情欲也不能成就神所喜悦的。
So when we try to serve the Lord using our own strength and abilities, we fail.
当我们尝试要靠着我们自己能力和才干侍奉神的时候，我们就会失败。
We get tired and frustrated.
我们感到疲惫气馁。
We become argumentative.
我们甚至会陷入争吵里面。
And this is why for all of us who have a heart for the Lord, we must go through the wilderness experience so God can make us faithful servants.
这就说明了我们这些向神发热心的人都必须要有旷野的经历，这样子神才能制作我们成为他忠心的仆人。
So we get to the next stage of Moses' life.
所以我们会讲到摩西人生的下一个阶段。
And so Moses shepherded his father-in-law's flock for 40 years.
摩西他牧养他岳父的羊40年之久。
He was 80 years old.
到那个时候他已经80岁了。
He probably thought he was at the end of his life.
他可能已经想，那就是他一辈子的生活。
But he had come to an end of himself.
他已经来到了自己的尽头。
And this was when God appeared to him.
也就是在这个时候，神向他显现。
And God spoke to Moses from a burning thorn bush.
神在燃烧的荆棘里面向摩西说话。
And I remember our brother Lance Lambert.
我记得我们的兰培德弟兄。
Every time he told the story of Moses and the burning bush,
每次我们的弟兄讲到摩西和燃烧的荆棘的这个故事的时候，
he would ask, why did God appear to Moses in a burning thorn bush?
他都会问神说，为什么神要在燃烧的荆棘里面向摩西显现呢？
The thorn bush is one of the most common things you can find in the Sinai Desert.
荆棘是我们在旷野里面最常能够见到的植物。
It was about knee high.
这些荆棘大概能长到膝盖的高度。
It has a short lifespan.
寿命很短暂。
It lives quickly, dies quickly.
这些荆棘长得快，死得也快。
It's good for nothing.
没有什么用处。
It cannot even be used for food.
这些荆棘甚至都不能作为骆驼的动物的这个食物。
And a burning thorn bush was also a common sight.
然后燃烧的荆棘在旷野中也是很常见的现象。
And Moses would have seen that quite often being a shepherd.
牧人摩西他在旷野里面应该是见惯不怪了。
So the thorn bush would go up in a flash of smoke, because of the heat.
荆棘因为燃烧的热力就会上腾冒烟。
And then Brother Lambert said, God could have used other ways to appear to Moses.
所以呢，请大家想想，就是神我们的兰培德弟兄也说，神他的确可以用别的方式向摩西显现呀。
And Bible scholars will have a field day with it.
若是神用别的方式的话，这些圣经学者甚至都可以专门的去实地考察。
And he could have appeared in a palm tree, which represents God's holiness.
神他可以显现在一棵棕榈树上，这个棕榈树象征着神的圣洁。
And Brother Lance say, imagine that scene, fireworks go off from the top of the palm tree.
弟兄就说到，你想象这个棕榈树上还能够升起烟花来。
But no, God appeared in a burning thorn bush.
但神没有这样做，神选择要在燃烧的荆棘里面向摩西显现。
Why did God choose to appear in the burning thorn bush?
为什么呢？
And it's because Moses could no longer rely on his natural strength and abilities.
因为摩西他没有办法再依靠他天然的力量和能力了。
Moses was once mighty in words and deeds.
摩西他曾经是说话行事都有才能的人。
And now he told the Lord, I can't speak, I'm not eloquent.
但80岁的他，他跟神说，我没有办法为神说话。
And he's 80 years old, he's no longer mighty.
他已经80岁了，他没有能力。
So he was nothing but a thorn bush that has come to the end, of its life.
所以摩西他就如这个燃烧的荆棘一样，他已经来到他人生的尽头了。
And so this was not all that Moses saw.
但这不是摩西所看见的全部。
The bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed.
荆棘它被火烧，却没有被烧毁。
What does this mean?
这意味着什么呢？
Because now that Moses had come to an end of himself, now it is the Lord who can use him.
现在的摩西他已经来到了自己的尽头，也是这个时候神就可以使用他了。
And so God will be the one leading him, making the decisions.
神可以来带领他，为他做决定。
It is God speaking and not Moses speaking.
是神在说话，不是摩西在说话。
And it is by that divine power of God that will lead the people to the promised land.
也是靠着神这个神圣的力量可以领他的子民出埃及。
So for ourselves, I know especially for me, I often feel like Moses at age of 40.
我常常都觉得我自己就像那个40岁的摩西。
I want to serve the Lord using my own effort, ability, and energy.
我想靠着自己的努力和才能来侍奉神。
The more I try to do things for the Lord, the more I try to work for the Lord, the more I get tired.
我越多的尝试去为神做工，我越感到疲惫。
And the more I feel exhausted.
我也觉得很没有力量。
And so this is why the Lord must bring us through the wilderness experience, so the Lord can teach us we must come to an end of relying on ourselves.
这就是为什么神要把我们带到旷野，我们才能来到自己的尽头，认识到我们不能再依靠自己。
And this is when Galatians 2:20 becomes real to our lives. I have been crucified with Christ. No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
经过旷野，我们也经历到加拉太书2:20里面讲到的，活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
And so this is the secret to the Christian life.
这就是我们基督徒生活的奥秘。
This is the secret to serving the Lord.
这是我们服侍神的奥秘。
And we have been crucified with Christ.
我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
The old way of living has been done away with.
我们这个老我的生活已经被除掉了。
And this new source of life must come from the life of Christ within.
这个生命的源泉就是我们内住的基督的生命。
And so this is a lesson of the burning thorn bush that was not consumed.
这是我们从这个燃烧的荆棘却没有被烧毁的这个现象里面我们中学所学到的。
And this is how we experience, even as our brothers have been reminding us this year, the resurrection life of our Lord Jesus from within our lives.
这是我们经历的，也是弟兄们常提到的，这是主复活的生命在我们里面。
And it is the power of God that gives his people ability and life to serve in his house.
是神的能力使他的子民可以有能力和才干来侍奉他。
And so I remember hearing a story about a brother in the Lord.
我记得我曾经听过一个主内的弟兄的故事。
His name is Major Ian Thomas.
他的名字叫伊恩·托马斯。
Yeah, and he was a British major, meaning he served in the military in World War II.
他是在那个在英国是一个上校大卫。
Yeah. 对。But when he was younger, during his college years, he was on fire for the Lord.
他在上大学的时候，他向神的心十分火热。
He wrote in his testimony that he was a windmill of activity. Every moment of his day was packed tight with doing things, preaching, talking, counseling.
他在见证讲到他自己的见证的时候，他就说他就像那个不停转动的风车一样，他每天每时每刻都在做事，传道、讲论、辅导。
But nothing came out of this.
但他做的这些事情却没有任何的果效。
No one was saved.
没有一人得救。
And so one evening he gave up.
所以终于有一天的晚上他就放弃了。
He was exhausted.
他很气馁。
He told the Lord he was done.
他跟神说我不干了。
And then the Holy Spirit turned him to the scriptures and he meditated on Christ our life.
但是圣灵就让弟兄转向神的话，他就开始思想基督的生活。
Because it's only the Lord who can do it through him.
神就对他说只有借着基督才能能够使他能够做工在他里面。
So he must stop trying to live the Christian life.
他必须要停止靠着自己去过基督徒生活。
Only the Lord knows how to win souls.
唯有神知道如何能够拯救灵魂。
And so this was a turning point of his life.
这就成为他生命中的一个转折点。
And he no longer felt that heavy burden of trying to serve, trying to preach gospel, trying to convert people.
他不再觉得服侍传福音跟人分享福音是一个重担。
And so that night he gathered 90 college age men to preach the gospel.
所以那天晚上他就招聚了90位大学生向他们传福音。
And he gave thanks to the Lord because it was the Lord who would be speaking.
他感谢神因为他知道是神在说话。
Then 30 stayed afterwards to keep talking to him about Christ.
会后有30个学生就留下来跟他继续谈论基督。
And so this was the beginning of him discovering how it is Christ who is his life.
这是伊恩弟兄他开始明白活着就是基督。
So it's no longer him who was speaking, but the Lord was speaking through our brother.
不再是他在讲话，乃是基督借着弟兄在讲话。
It was no longer him trying to serve, but it was the Lord serving through him.
不再是弟兄在服侍，乃是基督借着弟兄去服侍。
And so the life of Christ radiated through our brother's life.
所以基督的生命也借着我们弟兄能够彰显出来。
So we have to go through this process of dying to self so Christ can be seen.
所以我们必须要经历这个向己死，然后基督才能彰显出来的这个经历。
This is how the character of Christ is formed in us.
这是基督的性情能够制作在我们里面的经历。
And this is how his life radiates through us.
这也是他的生命能够通过我们彰显出来的方式。
And as Christ lives through us, we begin to develop characteristics of a faithful servant.
当我们基督的生命在我们里面活出来的时候，我们就开始拥有这个忠心仆人的品格。
And so we must remember Moses was an example in the Bible of what it means to be faithful servants.
所以我们要来记住，就是摩西他在圣经中是一个忠心仆人的一个例子。
But remember, it's always Christ living through us.
但始终到底都是因为基督能够从我们里面活出来。
Because he is the servant in the Bible.
因为基督是圣经里面所提到的这个仆人。
In Isaiah 42:1, God said, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold."
以赛亚书42:1里面就说，看哪，我的仆人，我所服侍所拣选心里所喜悦的。
And even from the song we sang before the ministry of the word, we sang Jesus is the servant king.
不管是在这张经文还是我们今天早上所唱的诗歌来看，都有提到我们的主耶稣是那个奴仆君王。
So it is our Lord Jesus' servant character expressed through us.
是主耶稣他作为仆人的这个品格能够借着我们流露出来。
And for the first characteristics we will share on is obedience.
所以我们会分享几个主耶稣这个作为仆人的品格，而第一个品格就是讲到顺服。
And we know from the perspective of the servant of the Lord, obedience to the Lord is the foremost characteristics.
所以作为神的仆人，顺服是一个很重要、最重要的品格。
And so in the healing of the centurion's servant, the centurion sent a friend to say to our Lord Jesus.
在讲到医治百夫长的仆人的这个故事的时候，百夫长就差遣一位朋友去对主耶稣说，
For I too am a man set under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to one, go.And he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does that.
他们这个朋友就对主说，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下，我对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来；对我的仆人说你做这事，他就去做。
And so whatever the Lord says, the servant does.
主人说什么，仆人就做什么。
And so this is what we find in the life of Moses.
这也是我们在摩西的生平里面所发现的。
Whatever the Lord said, he did.
主说什么，摩西就做什么。
And we must recall what God is doing, was doing at that point was very unprecedented.
我们要记得神在那个时代所做的事情是从未发生过的。
Who would have thought that God was going to judge an entire nation?
在那个时代哪有人会想过神会对一个国家实行审判呢？
Who would have thought that God was going to use plagues to judge the nation?
谁能想到神要运用这各种的灾难来审判一个国家呢？
But Moses did not use his own intelligence or anything.
摩西他没有用自己任何的才能。
He spoke exactly what the Lord told him to say to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians.
摩西他按着神所给他的话完全按着神给他所吩咐的话去向法老说话。
And Moses, whenever the Lord says, do this, he does that.
不管神对摩西说什么，摩西就按着神所吩咐的去做。
But there was one point in Moses' life where he disobeyed God.
但是在摩西的生平中有一段经历，摩西他没有顺服神。
One time the people complained about the lack of water.
有一次神的百姓埋怨没有水喝。
And so the Lord told him to speak to the rock, and the water will come forth.
神就跟摩西说，你对磐石说话，磐石就能出水。
But instead of speaking to the rock, he struck the rock twice.
但摩西并没有对摩西说话，取而代之的，他是击打了磐石两下。
But God, out of his mercy, still let water come out of the rock.
神出于怜悯，仍然使磐石中出水。
So God told Moses that he was not allowed to enter into the promised land.
但结果是神就跟摩西说他不能进入应许之地。
He did not complain and he did not give up.
但是摩西并没有埋怨神，他也没有放弃。
As a servant, he continued walking with the Lord, leading the people to the border of the promised land.
作为神的仆人，他继续带领神的百姓，直到了应许之地的边界。
And so what's the lesson here?
所以我们从中能学到什么呢？
Moses was not perfect in obedience.
摩西的顺服并不完全。
But our Lord Jesus always obeys the Father.
但我们的主耶稣总是顺服天父。
And his perfect life is inside of us.
他完全的生命现在在我们里面。
Many times we ignore his voice.
虽然很多时候我们忽略主的声音
But he knows how to obey the will of the Father.
但我们的主知道如何去顺服天父
So let us be quick to repent.
所以让我们今天来快快的回转
Quick to listen and obey.
快快的去听从快快的去顺服
And another characteristic, so we first mentioned obedience, another characteristic is faithfulness.
我们刚才提到了仆人的品格是顺服然后我们接下来会讲到忠心
And we hear these words and we hear obedience, we hear faithfulness. They sound very similar, right?
我们有时候会觉得顺服和忠心它是没有什么区别的
So what's the difference?
所以他们的区别到底是什么呢
So obedience is towards the Lord.
我们的顺服是向神的
We obey what he says.
我们顺服他所说的
Now what about faithfulness?
那忠心呢?
Our brother Kong wrote, faithfulness is exercised towards the work which God has entrusted to us to do.
我们的江弟兄就提到忠心就是关乎我们要在神所托付我们做的事情上操练忠心。
So we are to be faithful to what God has shown us and we are to be faithful to what God has called us to do.
所以我们要忠心于神所向我们显明的还有他所要呼召我们去做的事
And so in Hebrews when it mentions Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant
所以圣经里面提到摩西作为仆人在神的全家尽忠
What is the writer of Hebrew referring to?
所以希伯来书他所指的是什么呢
And so in Exodus 24 Moses was called upby God to the top of Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights.
出埃及记24章里面就提到摩西被神召到那个西乃山上40天40夜。
And God began to reveal to him the tabernacle.
在山上神就向摩西显明会幕的样式。
And so in three verses in Exodus 25 and 26, God was very intentional to Moses.
在出埃及记二十五章、二十六章里面，就神就向摩西就是指示摩西造会幕的这些细节。
And so he keeps on telling him these three times, you must make this according to the pattern.
所以神三次的提醒摩西，他要按着神所命定的样式来建造会幕。
Why did he do that? Why did he remind Moses three times, follow exactly to the pattern on the mount?
为什么神要三次提醒摩西要按着神在山上所指示他的样式来建造呢
And so we have to remember Moses was educated in ancient Egypt.
我们要记得摩西他是在古埃及里面受教育的。
And to this day the world still looks, marvels at the pyramids and other architectural feats of ancient Egypt.
直到今日世界上都十分惊叹于古埃及他们在建筑上的这些成就
Think of what Moses knew in terms of engineering and architecture
我们能够想象到摩西他在建造工程上面所拥有的这些知识
So God cannot use any of Moses' knowledge
但神不能用摩西任何的知识
And God had a pattern for the tabernacle and the tabernacle is to represent Christ
神他对会幕他有他的心意他也知道该建造的样式
So God was very specific even to the minute details of the tabernacle
所以神他把会幕建造会幕甚至是最细微的细节都要显示给摩西
To the very size, to the fabric, to the furniture, to even the, what is used to put together
所以不管是尺寸所用的布料都要一样一样的显明于摩西
Moses was to make the tabernacle according to what God said
摩西要照着神所指示他的样式来建造会幕
And so when we turn to Exodus 40
当我们来看出埃及记第四十章的时候
And in verse 16 it says Moses did according to all that the Lord had commanded him So he did
40章16节里面讲到，摩西这样行都是照耶和华所吩咐他的。
Then besides that verse, 7 other times it says the Lord, as the Lord has commanded Moses.
除了第16节以外，后面七次提到都是按照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
And so Moses was faithful in all of God's house as a servant.
所以摩西他作为神的仆人在神的全家尽忠。
Now we may look at Moses being faithful in all of God's house and we may get discouraged.
我们现在看到神摩西在神的全家境中，我们可能还会有一些灰心。
It's like Moses built a tabernacle. How about us?
摩西他建造会幕，那我们现在在做什么呢？
But if we read the context to Hebrews 3,
但如果我们仔细来读希伯来书第三章的上下文的话。
So the writer encourages us about the verse that made Moses was faithful in God's house as a servant.
希伯来书的作者他借着摩西来向鼓励我们说，摩西他在神的全家尽忠。
And our Lord Jesus is faithful to him who appointed him.
但我们的主耶稣是向着差派他的那一位尽忠的。
Our Lord Jesus is counted worthy of more glory than Moses.
我们的主耶稣比摩西更配得荣耀。
Because he is the builder of the house of God.
因为他是在神家里面建造的那一位。
So this builder of the house lives inside of us.
所以在神家里面建造的这一位主现在住在我们的里面。
And he is faithful, and he is greater than Moses.
他是忠心的，他比摩西更大。
And this is a great encouragement to all of us.
这对于我们来说是一个很大的鼓励。
And another thing about faithfulness is the Lord is not calling us to be faithful in only the big things.
另外一点关于忠心的是，就是我们的主不仅是在大的事情上呼召我们要忠心。
But we read the parables of the Lord Jesus. He said, "Be faithful in the small things."
但我们读主耶稣所讲的比喻，它里面就说到，我们也要在小事上忠心。
So whatever he tells us, we do.
不管主叫我们做什么，我们就去做。
It's always one step at a time.
总是一步一个脚印的。
And so God does not give us a big project and say, "Good luck, you're on your own."
神他不是说给我们一个大项目，然后就跟我们说祝你好运。
But our Lord begins with the small things.
但我们的主总是从小事上开始。
And we obey His life within us and allow His life, Christ's life, to be faithful in small things.
我们学习顺服于他在我们里面内住的这个生命，也让基督的生命能够使我们在这些小事上能够忠心。
And these are the small things that even our brother mentioned last week.
这些小事包括了。
Perhaps it's to pray for a brother or sister.
是为着弟兄姊妹祷告。
Perhaps it's being diligent to read God's word.
可能是尽心尽力的去读神的话。
So as an example.
所以举一个例子。
The Lord's table is a time that we can all serve as priests to our Lord Jesus.
擘饼的时候是我们每个人都可以向主耶稣来尽祭司职分的这个机会。
We can pray.
我们可以祷告。
We can enter by singing.
我们可以一同唱诗。
We worship the Lord, we adore him.
我们来敬拜爱戴我们的主。
So we are all to be priests to serve around the Lord's table.
所以我们来到主的饼杯前，我们都要尽祭司的职分。
How can we be faithful in this preparation to serve around the Lord's table?
所以我们来预备这样子祭司的这个服事之前，我们要如何来预备呢？
Is it when we park the car?
我们是在停车的时候预备吗？
Is it when we enter this meeting hall?
是我们来到会所之后再预备吗？
No, we know that we come prepare from home.
不，我们知道我们是从家里开始就预备了。
Every day we worship the Lord.
我们每天都敬拜主。
We have that personal time with the Lord.
我们与主有个人亲近的时间。
Then as we gather corporately, it is the Holy Spirit who directs this time.
当我们一同来聚集的时候，圣灵就能在我们当中运行。
He is our conductor.
他是我们的指挥。
In the orchestra setting,
在管弦乐队的这个管弦乐队里面
，the conductor knows the tempo.
指挥会控制节奏。
The conductor knows which instrument should enter in.
这个指挥他也知道哪一组乐器该什么时候进入。
And he knows the conductor knows the emphasis and theme for the song.
指挥也知道这些演奏的歌曲的重点和主题。
And so even at certain times, certain instruments have to be soft so that the solo can come out.
在特定的时候，特定的乐器可能就要柔和一些。
So it is the Holy Spirit who conducts the time.
所以实在是圣灵是来运行指引这个时间。
He knows how to draw out the praise.
圣灵他知道如何带出弟兄姊妹的赞美。
He knows how to draw out the worship.
如何带出敬拜。
And he knows how to tell brothers and sisters when to pray.
他也知道要在什么时候告诉弟兄姊妹去祷告。
And he brings us to remember our Lord Jesus.
圣灵他实在带领我们去纪念我们的主。
And so collectively, as the conductor, he brings us to remember our Lord Jesus.
圣灵就如那指挥带我们一同来敬拜我们的神。
But to be faithful in serving in this way, it begins from our daily lives, from home.
但是我们能够忠心的服侍实在是开始于我们每天在家里面的这个预备。
Another characteristic of the servant of the Lord is humility.
另外一个关于仆人的品格就是谦卑。
And when the writer of Hebrew mentioned that Moses was faithful in all of God's house, he was referring to Numbers 12.
在希伯来书的里面提到了摩西在神全家敬忠时希伯来书的作者其实也是想到了民数记的这第十二章。
And what was happening in this chapter?
这个在这一章里面发生了什么呢？
Miriam and Aaron challenged and spoke up against Moses because of his Midianite wife.
在十二章里面米利暗和亚伦就因着摩西的米甸妻子来抵挡摩西。
The Lord heard what they said.
主他就听到了米利暗和亚伦向摩西的控告。
But we find strangely, Moses never spoke up.
但我们很惊奇的就是摩西并没有为自己辩护。
And in Numbers 12 it says, Now Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth.
在同一章里面就说到摩西他为人极其谦和胜过世上的众人。
So Moses learned a lesson of humility.
所以摩西他学习有这个谦卑的品格。
And we know, like, even if someone speaks up against me, I'm so quick to defend myself.
如果有人来抵挡我的话，可能我就会很快马上就为自己辩护。
But Moses did not speak up against his sister or his brother.
但摩西却没有在他的姐姐和哥哥面前为自己辩护。
This is one of the most difficult lessons because we love ourselves so much.
这也许是我们最困难的教训之音，因为我们实在是太爱我们的自己了。
But Moses learned the lesson of humility through being reduced to nothing, no longer dependent on himself, no longer dependent on his strength or wisdom because of the wilderness experience.
但摩西却在旷野的经历里面学习，也变得一无所有。他学习到了，他没有办法再靠着他的自己，他也学会了这个谦卑的功课。
And we even sang that song about our Lord Jesus as the servant king.
我们刚才唱到了我们的主耶稣是那奴仆君王。
And he too humbled himself.
我们的主他也谦卑自己。
We remember on the night he was betrayed, he taught one more lesson.
我们记得说在那天晚上神我们的主耶稣被卖的时候他给门徒上了最后的一课。
And he girded himself and washed his disciples' feet.
他束上腰给门徒洗脚。
And this washing feet should be done by the maidservant of the house.
洗脚本来是家里面仆人的工作。
And so our Lord Jesus told his disciples, If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
所以我们的主耶稣就对门徒说我是你们的主你们的夫子尚且洗你们的脚你们也当彼此洗脚。
And then there's another word, and this word relates to humility, and it is teachability.
所以呢关于谦卑的这个品格的相关的一个词是受教。
And Moses had a teachable heart.
摩西他有一个受教的心。
And even Moses in Psalm 90 said, teach us to number our days.
在摩西在诗篇九十篇里面就说求你教我们数算我们的年日。
And so this is why our Lord tells us, a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher.
所以我们的主就跟我们说学生不能高过老师先生凡学成的不过和先生一样。
And one final characteristic.
所以最后的一点关于仆人的品格。
Moses knew the Lord's heart.
摩西他明白主的心意。
When the people of God rebelled against the Lord, after the report from the spies,
当神的子民因着探子的报告啊、背叛神的时候
，Our Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people reject me, and how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make you a nation greater and mightier than they."
神就对摩西说。这百姓藐视我要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这一切神迹，他们还不信我要到几时呢？我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不能承受那地，叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们强盛。
Now if the Lord told me something like this,
那如果主跟我说这样的话呢？
I would say, sure, Lord, you're God, you know exactly what you're doing, so do what exactly you say.
我就会跟神说，那可以啊，主，反正你是神，就照你说的去做吧。
But not so with Moses, he knew the Lord's heart.
但摩西却不是这样的，因为摩西他知道明白神的心意。
He knew the Lord's heart for his people.
他知道神向着他子民的心意。
So that's why he told the Lord, if the nations should hear it, that the Lord could not bring the people to the land which he swore to them, and he killed them in the wilderness, what would the nation say?
所以摩西他就提醒神，若外邦人听说了这些人耶和华的百姓在这个荒野里面死掉了，这个外邦人会如何去想思想我们的神呢？
And so this is Moses reminded the Lord that the Lord is long suffering and abundant in mercy.
所以摩西他就提醒主，我们的主，主他是恒久忍耐并有丰盛怜悯的神。
And so he knew the Lord's heart. He knew the Lord's character.
摩西他明白神的心意，他也明白神的性情。
And so we could go on and share on the other characteristics, but we don't have time.
我们可以一直来分享更多的关于仆人的品格，但是我们可能没有这样的时间了。
But remember, it's Christ's life and not our own life.
但我们要记得，实在不是我们的生命，乃是基督的生命。
It is Christ in us living, expressed, and radiated through us.
乃是基督在我们里面，借着我们活着，彰显他自己。
It is His character.
是他的品格。
It's exchanged life, not I, but Christ.
这是一个交换的生命，不再是我，乃是基督。
And so in conclusion, we spent this time sharing about Moses.
所以在总结的部分呢，我们刚才分享了一些关于摩西的生平。
At the age of 40, he wanted to serve God.
在摩西40岁的时候，他就想要来服侍神。
And he went to visit his people out of good intentions.
他出于好意就去到了他希伯来人弟兄的那里。
But the Lord could not use him.
但主却不能使用他。
This was not the Lord's timing.
这不是神的时候。
Moses was not yet prepared.
摩西在那时候也没有预备好。
And so he spent the next 40 years unlearning everything he had learned.
所以在接下来的40年，摩西就要把他在埃及所学的一切都忘掉。
It was not until he was 80 years old that the Lord appeared to him in the burning bush.
直到摩西80岁的时候，主才在燃烧的荆棘丛中向他显现。
And this lesson of the burning bush is not I, but Christ.
那燃烧的荆棘教会我们，就是不再是我，乃是基督。
And so it is by that life of Christ in us, we learn to be obedient, faithful, humble, and teachable.
也是借着我们里面基督的生命，我们才可以顺服。忠心谦卑受教。
And this is how we know the Lord's heart.
这也使我们可以明白神的心意。
So Moses was faithful as a servant in the house of God.
摩西他在神的全家敬忠。
And what are three ways we see Moses as faithful in the servant, as a servant in the house of God?
在哪些方面我们能够看出摩西是在神的家中敬忠的呢？
And so number one, God revealed to him the pattern on the mount, and Moses was faithful to construct the tabernacle exactly according to that pattern.
第一个方面就是摩西他按着神在山上所向他显明的样式建造会幕。
Number two, the law was given through Moses.
第二个方面就是神的律法是通过摩西颁布给他百姓的。
And number three, Moses led the people of God out of Egypt to the border of the promised land.
最后一方面，摩西他带领他神的子民离开埃及，来到应许之地的边界。
And the Old Testament is a shadow of things to come.
我们知道旧约是后世的影儿。
How can we be faithful servants?
我们如何能够成为神家中忠心的仆人呢？
So God gave Moses a pattern on the mount what we know in the New Testament is the church needs to be built on the foundation of Christ.
我们知道神在山上所向摩西显明的会幕的样式就是一个教会的预表。
And so we have to be careful how we build on that foundation.
教会是我们要小心我们如何在基督这个根基上建造教会。
And this is why Paul warns us in 1 Corinthians 3, 12 and 13. If anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is.
保罗也在哥林多前书三章十二到十三节里面提醒我们，若有人用金银宝石草木和谐在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现这火，要试验个人的工程怎样。
So faithful servants build upon the foundation of Christ using gold, silver and precious stones.
忠心的仆人用金银宝石在根基上建造。
And number two, the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
第二点就是恩典和真理是通过我们的耶稣基督显出来的。
And so we as faithful servants are to show forth the grace of God in us and through us.
作为神忠心的仆人，我们希望我们在我们里面可以彰显神的恩典和真理。
And number three, Moses led the people out of Egypt and to the border of the promised land. Joshua led the people into the promised land.
第三点，我们看到摩西带领神的百姓离开埃及，然后约书亚把百姓带进去应许之地。
And our Lord is the promised land.
我们的主耶稣是我们的应许之地。
We have everything in Christ.
我们在基督里有我们一切的需要。
And we are to allow His Christ to be lived out in us and through us.
我们要让他的生命从我们里面活出来。
We have to possess Christ the promised land today.
我们要得着基督，如同进入应许之地一般。
Because in Him there is fullness and richness.
因为在基督里有所有的满足和丰富。
And this is how we serve the purpose of God in our generation.
这也是我们如何能够在我们的世代成就神的旨意。
And this is how we may be faithful servants.
这是我们如何能够成为神忠心的仆人。
So may it be we have that same prayer as Paul in Romans 11 verse 36.
愿我们的祷告如保罗在罗马书十一章三十六节所说的。
For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
May the Lord bless his word.
愿主来祝福他的话语。